The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
Are we recording now? Because we're
yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Natty Bumpercar. I'm going to be driving the Bumper Podcast today. Oh wait, what is this called?
Oh, just called us the wrong podcast.
It's actually the Dumbfellas Podcast, and I'm hosting for the moment because Kevin Joseph Grifo had to go get his beak wet. who are the chickadees to my left? Is we got Big Man Carne, Chili Con Carne, KP, yeah. What?
Is it, for the British Open, they call him Carnasty. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't understand what he just said necessarily, but it sounded like it could have been dangerously close. To some of that arm.
Low-hanging fruit for everyone who doesn't know is when Joe Carney reaches up to the tree, the joke tree, and pulls down a ripe pear of honey.
We're here for week two of Natty headlining tyrannies. That's great, buddy. 2 weeks in a row.
I feel like this is a sleep-in.
Who knew what to do with it?
Oh, sleep-ins. Oh, we've also got, who else is here? We've got
Natty tells a story. If you can host a show for 11 straight years, you'll eventually close that show.
Oh. Nobody can hit that voice with as much confidence and arrogance as Big Rich from Jersey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
Big
you guys.
Rich from Jersey. My God, your voice is even handsome.
It's scary.
It really is.
But we're all together scary. Again. That's what's important.
Dreams yes. do come true.
So speaking of sleepovers, I used to sleep in a basement at my grandmother's house. And it was very
Isis sleeps in your basement?
I used to sleep in a basement
of your grandma's house.
In my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And it was the scariest place in the world. And being in this attic kind of reminds me of it because it's also pretty terrifying up here.
And right. It stinks of booze.
Stinks of booze, just like nothing my, just about like booze my grandma's
stinks.
House.
It aromes of booze. Go ahead.
Oh, aromes of booze.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was one of those places where light switches would by themselves click on and off. And mm-hmm. not just like, oh, the light went out. But you would actually hear the of the light switch, right. And it would be off. It would be the difference.
So like the shit that just happened up here earlier?
So a lot like what happened here earlier, where we're sitting in the dark, and there's no one in the room but us, and all the house lights and the stage lights just came on by themselves.
We accidentally, by the way, finally got the Grifo bartender gimmick to work. Holy shit.
Oh, unintentionally.
We tried to have a gimmick for this podcast we wanted to do at first, where Grifo's going to be the show's bartender, and now he's actually here tending bar, man. This is outstanding. Yingling's out, no problem, man. Thank you so much for the Guinness.
Is that a Guinness?
This is beautiful. I'm going to get my life together, guys, I promise. So,
one of these days.
Mr. Tierney's here.
One of these days.
Ah, the man. That is Dan Tierney just entered the building. He is the best bartender in the world.
Really?
And the most handsome, too.
That's right.
Joe, have you ever had weird stuff happen?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I don't know. How deep are we going here, man? I really don't know.
We're going about 17 minutes deep.
No. How deep are we talking about?
That's well, what I, she I, said. Hey-o!
we'll keep it light, but I'll tell you this, man. Since I was a kid, I've always thought that like I can, you know. I tell a joke on stage. It's actually my closer about the reason.
Hey, do you want to give this away?
My closer?
Yeah, I'm just. I don't want you to ruin your career for this podcast.
You're performing tonight.
What career? Never mind. No, but I do believe. I believe in. I've seen so many things. I've had a lot of strange situations where there's someone in the room, and I know that they are, and it's people that I know. And I had a lot of surgeries when I was a kid, and I feel like people that cared about me came back to take care of. That's why they called me Fat Frankenstein, just to
wait,
bring up
a... Wait, now we all feel terrible? Now we're supposed to... No. Now we're
if you don't
to
care
terrible?
About my poor father and his pain, you guys shouldn't care about
I don't feel. I feel worse for your mother having to birth you. You know what I'm saying? You're a big kid.
I wasn't this big.
Nanny.
He was
when I was born, my mother held me for the first time. She went, Jesus Christ, was that painful.
Well, you got a big head like me, too. Like, I think... Since I'm adopted, I've always wondered if my biological mother died passing my head.
Well, she certainly never sat on a bar stool again.
That's where it gets uncomfortable, man. Well, not for now. What's the honest to God, though, what's a situation that'll make you freak out? Us coming up here and it was dark had me a little bit nervous for 2 seconds. I was joking with Natty about the place being haunted, and then 2 seconds later, Natty goes to leave, and I realize I'm in the room by myself while he's going out for more stuff with the car.
Right.
And I freaked for a second, and I left.
Yeah.
And I'm former military, and I still panicked.
Okay, so when I get scared, for real, I do this thing. My son has it, too. It's a defensive mechanism that we were born with. It is called lock and limp. The left side of my body locks up. The right side of my body goes limp. So I almost look like Curly from Three Stooges, and I almost run in a circle, only because the left side goes into full stroke mode, and the right side says, play dead. So my son knew this about me because he has the same thing. He decided it would be funny one night, knowing how I react to things that scare me, and I was shaving my head in the shower, right?
This is already terrifying.
Vuvuzela, whatever it is, those plastic horns.
It's pronounced Venezuela.
Venezuela. They're pronounced it.
Garifa for the win.
Now, what I do is, whatever I'm thinking about at that moment when I get, like, startled. I don't mean like a spooky situation. I mean startled, like out of nowhere. I get scared. You know, like somebody jumps out and scares me.
Like RKO.
I scream whatever I'm thinking at that moment, okay?
Blackhawk!
Yeah, I hope she has a penis. Like shit like that, right? So I'm in the shower, and I shave my head with conditioner, okay? That's what I put, hair conditioner on my hair.
Off?
You use a razor after you put it on.
Okay.
They do it, but there's a couple conditions.
I Facebook Joe'd you on the fly. All right, so I am shaving my head. We're out of conditioner. I have to use Dove body wash. So I'm thinking at this moment I need to get more conditioner as my son sneaks a vuvuzela behind me, behind the shower curtain, and blows this fucking thing, okay?
Okay, so can I give you a quick timeout?
Yeah.
Your house has what, one bathroom?
Uno.
And there's four people who live
so
there.
So we're a very different kind of family because we understand, close the curtain, people got to come in, and it's never a locked door unless it's a serious situation.
I'm gonna, you understand what I'm saying? I have a serious similar thing, and I do not like it.
How it works is you knock, and then you open a little bit, and you say, can I come in? And you say, yeah, go ahead. And they can use the toilet or get their stuff, whatever. So we, as a family of four, just come in and out of that bathroom all the time.
So what if you've gone potty and then you hop in the shower and you forget to flush and then your daughter...
My son has not only forgot to flush, he's forgotten to wipe.
Ugh, okay.
His room smells like an ISIS tent.
Huh?
He's so handsome, though.
He really is.
So anyway,
he's got a funnier die credit. Did you guys know that?
He blows this vuvuzela. My son has a funnier die credit.
He's got better credits than you do, huh?
I scream, we're out of conditioner. Fall to the ground and rip and rip the shower curtain down. I am bloodied.
Wait,
I am naked. I am wet. And I'm being pointed at and laughed. It felt exactly like my prom.
And you're holding a razor. So how long ago did this happen?
No more than 3 years ago.
Like how old? 12?
11, yeah.
He's tall.
He's
kid
tall. Yeah,
too.
He's a big kid. Yeah, he's.
He
him,
wasn't
he
8 feet tall at the time.
No, he was. But now he's. It was before the 8 foot tall. Yeah.
So when you scream crazy like that, does your voice go super high pitched or does it?
No, it's not like this.
I'm sorry. Did I break the microphone?
Yeah. No, you broke the whole computer. Everything is now officially broken. No, it's fine.
That's right. The sound levels look like somebody coming back to life, like they're getting hit with the what's the thing you guys hit the people with for cardiac arrest?
Defib.
That's taser? What do the cops hit them with? Oh. They're called tasers.
No, they're called nightsticks.
Have we ever revealed Rich's job? Rich works in local government.
We hit him with a public
Joe.
Relations stick. What's that?
Rich works in local government. We've never given his official
local
job title.
Government.
Wouldn't say the word work.
Well, they don't let construction workers direct traffic.
Hey,
so
the only thing that guy works at is not too hard is looking good.
Stop.
Look at you over
there. I mean, you're
really
accurate, but it doesn't always need to be said.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the beauty mark under the right eye. I think that's what it is. You got this Marilyn Monroe thing.
Is that new?
Really?
Did Danny do that to you?
No.
Is that real?
So she knows.
I've stared into those eyes. If anybody's ever seen our show before, you know every show we do ends with Rich and I staring into each other's eyes.
Or one of us bent over.
Right. Wait, how is that even possible if it's improv?
Ooh. Fourth wall shattered. All right? Good guy on that
leave
one.
Leave it in the hands of the audience.
Yeah, we always leave it in the hands of the audience. The last show
and
we do
they
is...
they put us in precarious situations.
It's called moving people, and they have to move us around, and everybody thinks they're the first people to be like, let's make it look like they're making out. Let's make it look like they're having sex.
What's the most R-rated you guys have ever gotten?
You'll never believe it if I told you. We get rules and regulations to a show before we go do a show. Okay,
yeah.
So
really?
If it's like a
you
kid
give
show,
them or you get them?
They give them to us. They're like, okay. Listen, this is going to be in a parish center. So there's going to be priests and nuns there. There's no cursing. There's no sexuality. There's no racism. Some nights it's a bar show or a theater show. They're like, there's no holds barred. They're a bunch of crazy drunks who are going to, because we ask people questions. Natty, I can ask you. Give me a household item that you see every night before you go to bed. What are you going to sell?
Vazuzula.
Avocado.
An avocado. Vazuzula. Call back, Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifo. So you have set the scene now. Rich and I gave you the opportunity to set the scene. You said a vavuzela or an avocado.
I said avocado.
So
yeah.
If I ask you and you go, dildo, now you've set the pace for tonight. You understand? Yeah. Rich and I didn't bring it up. We didn't say, hey, tell me your favorite size dildo. Mm. So that being said, we let the audience set
the audience pace. Brings the dildos to the show.
The audience brings the dildos. They throw them on stage. It's phenomenal. Rich does this act without his hands. I'll tell you later. Anyway.
I said avocado, though.
I know, but I'm saying there's two different... The audience sets the show. So we got these rules and regulations for a show that we do down in South Jersey near Trenton, not too far
Hamilton.
From Hamilton, every year. And they sent us these rules and regulations. A table of older people, right? It looked like the cast of Cocoon.
Old birds,
sitting there.
Time out real quick.
Golden Girls.
Just read that Wilford Brimley, when he was in Cocoon,
yeah.
was 47 or 49.
You know he's got diabetes?
But hold on. Tom Cruise is now 55 or something. He's like 7 years older now in the Mission Impossible movie that he's in now than Wilford Brimley was when he was in Cocoon.
Yeah, but Wilford Brimley would look stupid in Mission Impossible. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Diabetes. Diabetes. So weird.
Mission Impossible for Wilford Brimley.
I appreciate
Brimley
it, Natty. It's
diabetes testicles out of
Mission
the toilet.
Impossible.
And Helen Mirren is still hot, and I still would.
Absolutely.
You guys ever see Excalibur?
Wait a second. I didn't even tell you what
she
happened.
She's naked.
She's That's naked the entire movie.
Hey,
I like the one
KP,
where they tie
do you know how to
bed?
Hold your microphone so you're talking into it?
No, I'm trying to be relaxed here. You guys are all stiff.
But you have to just angle it so that
I want the people
head
at home to realize
is
what just
in
happened.
Your mouthpiece.
I'm going to speak over them. I got to the point of the story. What we do is tell stories, and Natty fucking nattied me.
I don't think I nattied you.
You said, hey, just before you tell me the punchline, let me ask you a question about Wilford Brimley.
Oh, no, because you said Wilford Brimley.
Okay, I've said a lot of things.
That's all I heard, though. I brought up a poignant...
So that dildo. There you go.
The computer broke again. I'm sorry I broke your story, Joe.
Dildo. Kevin Joseph Garifo, why are you so quiet? Talk to us. What does Tierney's mean to you? All right. Kevin Burke. Now, you... No, come on. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's the only place that still regularly books me, so that's so that's something.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
You're good over at Brown
shows.
Bear.
Yeah.
So my own shows and the same shows I've been doing. Actually, you know what? It actually does actually mean a lot because I've been with the Grill for a while. And like
The Grill.
The Grill.
Even before Tierney's, there were shows in at least three other venues that I was a part of. So it's been a long time coming.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What was everybody's first meeting with Pat like? Because you guys have all known her at different lengths of time than I have.
Well, they told me that I was going to be on the show with the Bump and Grill, and I thought it was a sex show.
Or a Salt and Pepper
Who music brought you
video.
In on that, though? Ooh. Did Rich bring you into this? Or?
Well, honestly, the first time I was supposed to be on Tierney's, Pat had seen Rich and I do McDonald and Carney, and she booked me. And if you guys go back a couple episodes to My Greatest Bomb, I was supposed to be on that Sunday when I was down at Disney World auditioning and had a full mental breakdown on my life.
You were supposed to be at Tierney's then?
I was supposed to be at Tierney's that Sunday night, but Disney wanted me. God. Disney, please call me back.
Bring that up again.
Well, please, you wanted me then.
And then they read your tweets, and then they said, we can't work with Scott.
They read my tweet. No, I'm getting better. And that was the first time I was supposed to be on it. And I when I saw Pat again, I came to a show, and I apologized. I said, I explained the whole situation. And
did you message her before, I'm sorry, I'm
I didn't
Florida.
Have her number. I was panicking, and I went to my pal over here, Big Rich. I said, can you please speak for me and explain to her that I'm in a situation?
Whoa.
And he did,
was
and I don't know if I was blackballed or not. But
very serious situation.
It's a fucking serious situation. So I said to her, I said, I apologize. And she let it go, and I've been here. I think this is my
sixth
time.
She was pissed at you for a while, but after a couple of months,
yeah.
Rebooked you. And
yeah.
Rebooked. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you had that thing at Universal Studios, so it's just a lot going on.
My God, are you mentally whipping me today?
Fat Frankenstein.
So, KJG,
Yo.
You started with 414 Entertainment many different places ago.
Yes.
It
was actually
well, what 411. Other places were they before here?
So, like, this is the weird question when people say, like, how long have you been doing comedy? Like, and by doing comedy is such a fucking weird question because when you're not really successful, like, super successful, like, doing comedy is not, like, really doing comedy.
That's not true.
Oh, stop.
But like
the first time you step on stage, that's when you
the
start
first,
comedy.
The first time I ever started with 414 Entertainment was at the Rock Bottom in West Orange, New Jersey.
Rock Bottom.
And then from there, and the timeline might be messed up, but I believe from Rock Bottom, where they would do like digging for gold competitions and stuff like that, where what that is.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's
yeah.
like the audience would bring in flags, a black flag or a gold flag, and if they liked you, they'd hold up the gold flag, and if they didn't like you, they'd hold up the black flag or something like that. It was I forget exactly how it worked. It was so long ago.
Was there race cars involved?
Race cars?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, those are the checkered flags that
I really thought you said race cars.
That we stole from checkers.
I heard, too.
Yeah. They're like, Grifo, no, nothing, nothing, nothing about Asians. Leave them out of this, Kevin. Get them off.
Oh,
get
he's
off.
Going down
get
a black off. Road. He's going down a black
I know,
road.
And then I know I ended up doing okay there. My brother actually was the first. Actually, my brother was actually with 414 Entertainment before I was.
Your brother was a comedian?
He started the competition, and then I was like drunk at the bar. I was like, I could do that. And then I ended up doing it like the next week and started going back and back, and then I ended up winning the Digging for Gold, got the first paid, got a paid spot.
Oh.
And then I followed her to, I think the next room was Bloomfield Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And sounds then right. The room after that, they had a stint in Uncle Vinny's, I think, but I don't think that worked out too well.
I don't know.
And then they came to Tiffany's. In Pinebrook.
Tiff's.
Or Montville, if you will. And then I think here.
How did they wind up? Because I'm being sincere, it's probably my favorite room to do comedy in because it's the right mix of bar show with professional sound.
And it's Irish.
And there's that, too. I mean, it makes me feel at home. But
do you guys know
she runs the room.
KP has an Ireland tattoo.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
It makes you feel at home? They have never given you away, pal.
That's it's in there, Rosie.
But like,
one day we're gonna have to explain. I actually am adopted because I think it's a recurring thing.
Wait, do we talk about adoption?
I'm pretty
people
sure
people know
have.
You're adopted.
It's sort of come times. Up, but it's always like I have to explain it after the adopted joke happens.
I'm sorry. I feel like every time we bring up your adoption, we mention the fact that Adam Lucidi has died.
Dead. I mean, we thought Rich was dead.
He's
just a coma.
He's still alive in my heart, Adam. Hey, at some point, I want to bring it back to. I want to hear about the Rock Bottom too, because you guys always talk about it, and I don't even know what. I mean, I know it's a
you
bar.
You wouldn't have liked it.
No, I probably wouldn't. But
it was like he talked.
No,
about
way too many young, attractive women there,
and no puppets.
It was our Disney World.
Ugh.
It was our Disney World.
I feel like really? Maddie would hang out with young, attractive women to make them like bracelets or something.
I'm not that
friendship
crafty.
Buddy bands.
Buddy bands. I like just buddy bands.
That's what I mean. Buddy
bumper bands.
Bumper bands. Why are you
bands.
Not on that?
Get on it.
All right, somebody write that down.
Marketing department.
Bumper bands.
Bumper bands.
Wait, Rich, how did you get in with Pat over? Was it through Tierney's or where was she?
No.
One of the early ones.
Wait, was it through this man right
here?
Is he the gateway?
Who goes the farthest back with her?
You do.
Oh, I
do.
Definitely.
Grew. All right. So hang on. So you brought Joe in. Then
yes.
How did you get in?
Technically, Kevin. Technically, but I didn't know.
But you knew.
I knew Christine.
Yeah. So I don't think
Christine
it was actually
before I started
through.
You
did.
Yeah.
You knew Christine, but you knew him too.
Yes. Yeah. I was
Christine
very good
being
friends
Pat's
with
daughter.
Yes.
So. Oh, you knew.
Who's also a comedian.
Who you knew them?
Grill Do.
So I don't.
I knew Kevin very well.
I honestly don't remember if. I don't think I was the one that got you.
I feel like Christine was.
I think it was Christine.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's the same
for
thing.
The sake
really.
Of, for the sake of the narrative, it's more fun if
but
you brought everyone.
None of
in.
Us are sitting here if Kevin Garifo
but
never got
Garifo
to come.
But Garifo opened many
it's
doors.
A true story.
For me.
Except for me, because I just kind of wandered up.
Yeah,
one.
I don't know.
I was lost. I was lost.
But no, Garifo brought me into this whole world of, you know, through Garifo, I met Adam. Through Garifo, I met a bunch of other guys I no longer like.
Because we did a couple of fundraisers down in Hoboken that I was running.
How come you didn't bring me along?
No joke.
You weren't there. You weren't.
Did you know him?
You were
still
Universal
ago?
Studios.
Did you know him forever ago?
What?
Now, wait. Hold on. How come when he does the same joke, he actually just did my joke?
No,
you
I didn't
high
know why.
Him.
Because that man does
timing.
Everything. Kevin Joseph Grifo, who I'm pointing at, does it with love in his heart.
No, but dude, I also
dagger dick.
Bumper car, I said it before you said it, and it didn't get hurt either.
Oh, so I called back your callback?
Yes, exactly.
He doesn't have love in his heart. There's too much booze.
No.
Weird thing.
Booze doesn't go to the heart. It goes to the liver.
Oh, it's your whole body, my friend.
No, it surrounds the heart.
Wow, I am uncomfortable, too,
you don't have
to have to admit this. When I had an ultrasound done on my liver, by the VA to check
broke it?
To check if I had they would literally wanted to check if I had any damage because I told them how much I was drinking. I'm like, oh, let's just do an ultrasound on it. My ultrasound results came back fine.
Had onions on
his ultrasound came back twins.
It was fine.
I think I know where he's going with
but
this.
But this is actually one of the funniest things was I said
that's
I said
his
I had
ass.
To go for an ultrasound for my liver and then Kevin's like, oh, what were the results? And I was like, oh, I'm actually okay. And he goes, oh, I don't got to worry about mine then yet, right? If yours.
Brother, that mentality is crippling.
Oh,
like
it's
when
terrifying.
I smoke cigarettes every once in a while, I'll see somebody else smoking cigarettes. I'm like, they're still alive.
That's
oh.
Well, Pat had back to Tierney's for 2 seconds because I do want to ask this. I didn't realize this. There were some pretty big names that came through here in the early on ones, right, Kev?
Yeah.
I mean, like Krzyzewski and Papalopowicz.
He's in Orange is the New Black. That's a. I mean, it's no Funny or Die, but what are you going to do?
Florentine, Don Jameson.
I meant long names for those of you at home. I meant long names.
I mean, at the time, it was they weren't at the level that they. I mean, it's weird with them because their careers, just like everyone else's, have peaks and valleys too.
You hear that, so, Florentine? You're done. Garifo says it's over.
No. So, but like,
seriously, Cav, you're gonna do that shit to me?
Listen,
what the fuck,
Jim? You were great.
Ding.
All right. I mean, you were fantastic. No, I'm serious.
What the fuck is a big rich from Jersey?
Boss.
I don't mean to bring this up. I don't mean to interrupt your story there, but you guys said that I could be a tyranny's heir if I told some of my. My jokes for the blue collar comedy there.
Low hanging fruit. I mean, they're just.
It's pretty. Listen, good.
We love you.
That's Larry the Apple Guy. You know my sister.
Wait,
there, the one with all the moles.
Apple Guy, like the Apple Store genius.
Yeah, Larry the Apple Guy. You know my sister, hey. There, the one with all the moles. There, she found Jesus. They call her Holy Moly.
Put
now.
The phone in rise. Kevin, you're getting hit. You're getting hit for that.
I'm going to punch you. He's just doing other people's material.
Joe just
ruined
this.
I don't know. I don't watch comedy. This
is amazing. The character he's supposed to be doing right now, that's the character, the voice we wanted to have for low-hanging fruit, which is
what
we were
going
to use to hurt Joe, and Joe's now using that character to deliver low-hanging fruit. He's inceptioned us. This is over. The character's gone.
We had to stop feeding my grandmother Pizza Hut because she got the walking parts there, and every time she went out to get the mail, it sounded like we were getting shot at. My grandfather jumping a fighting hole. There.
This is going
to
get flagged on iTunes because we're stealing copyright material. Is that what's happening?
Nice.
What? No, is that his stuff?
Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying Larry the Cable Guy's joke.
I know.
As Larry the Cable Guy.
But iTunes is going to be mad.
You know who else's jokes I can do?
Oh, no.
No, seriously. Jameson Voss has been on here.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
McDonald's.
Wait, he can do Florentine. I can do Larry the Cable Guy. They're same level.
But he's not doing Florentine's material.
I have another one then.
Ooh.
Okay. You ever climb to the top of a water tower with a bucket of paint to defend your sister's honor? Might be a hillbilly.
You know, that sounds like a guy you're making fun of 2 seconds earlier on the podcast, right? That's the same voice.
Who?
That's
no.
Oh, no, now you're all getting under his skin. You're going to make him very itchy tonight.
Blue collar, they're all Southern. They all sound the same.
All Southerners do not sound the same, my friend.
I'm trying to think who.
Okay, we're done with.
Well, you see here, I'm a Natty Bumper Com headlining over at the Tiernest tonight. It's going to be a good old time. I had some boiled peanuts earlier today.
What are you, Yosemite Sam?
I'm a rootin' tootin' man over here. I don't know what y'all doing to me, Joe Carney. I do declare I'm going to do some comedy tonight. Bumper Car is the name, and Nattying is the game.
KP, how did you get in with Pat?
I wrote her an email. Ty Rainey, of all people. I met at, I met him in the city. I said, what can I do in Jersey? Because he said he was from Jersey, and he goes, oh, there's a room in Montclair. Email the lady, and he made it sound like an open mic, so I emailed her, and I didn't realize what Pat was at the time, because Pat is an androgynous name. So I went ahead and I emailed Pat and said, I'd like to do your open mic sometime, and the first line back was, this is not an open mic.
Yeah, she shut you down.
Shut me down hard on that one, but then told me I had to write a bio and do all this other stuff like that or whatever, so... I did that, and then I came through over here, and it's literally become one of my favorite places, man. This is the first place Nate Condit, my best friend, ever did comedy. It's the only place he ever really did comedy.
Nate Convict?
Yep,
oh.
Nate Condit. So, hey, Donna V is here, guys.
He did that other place, too, the pizza place. Starlight.
He did do Starlight.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a couple other names that have gotten on the great things. Mike Gaffney.
Oh, yeah?
Last Comic. It's one of the first headliners I worked with over here.
Standing.
He got on Last Comic Standing like a month later.
Anthony DeVito has been through here a couple times, who has been on Late Night with I think he did Colbert or
and he writes, he and Greg Stone write
for
Michelle Wolf's
show. So I mean,
I didn't want to know that.
Yeah, so there's been a bunch, and I'm sure there'll be a bunch more.
Adam Lucidi, who's torching all of Texas right now, he's picking up steam out there, man. He knew
who
was
also does comedy. That's
yeah.
right.
Huh. He's a brush fire.
He's
that
a brush
kid's
a
regular
brush
old brush
there
fire.
There you go, bumper car.
So you're not asking me, but the way I found Tierney's was I had stopped doing comedy when I moved back to Georgia, and then I came back to New Jersey, and I had kind of given up on the whole thing. And I drove past – I lived in Montclair, and I would drive past Tierney's, and there was a sign that said, Comedy Sundays. And so one day, on a Sunday, I got the gumption to come up the stairs and –
same thing where she was just standing at the door, and I kind of gave her my whole story, where I used to do comedy in Georgia, and then I moved to New York, and then I stopped doing comedy, then I moved back to Georgia.
Did we know you?
When?
When this happened. Were we friends?
No. We didn't meet for a long time after that.
I said, so yo, this Pat Grillin I've been hearing about. I heard around
the
water cooler.
It was the greatest I've ever seen you do.
No.
Yes, I saw you at the Loop. In
the Loop Lounge.
I've probably been doing that for like a year.
Brett Druck had broken his foot. He brought up a guitar for no reason, right? Am I right in that?
Yes.
But that used to be his gimmick. He used to bring up a guitar all the time.
I did not do anything. And I laughed. I howled.
Oh, that time.
We were dumb kids then.
Yeah, I found that set recently.
That was the night I heard about a troll.
Yeah,
not
the
ham.
Over the
bridge.
Yeah.
A troll. And the first time I heard the toaster joke, and I said to him, I said, this is one of the best comics I've ever seen. And he went, hold on. Give it time. If you love him now, just wait.
And you'll hate him. So I came upstairs and I gave her my whole story. And then she said, all right, well, why don't you come back and do what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, he hates me, not you.
I don't hate you. I don't hate anybody.
I didn't say anything.
He said
I didn't say anything out loud.
See, it's all there. It's all there. So she's like, come back and do it this night. And I came back and did jokes. And then that's where I met everybody. Like Adam.
Who headlined the first night you were here?
I have less than no idea.
Yeah,
I don't remember much of anything.
No,
I don't have a
good
brain for that. I have a sieve for a brain.
Can we go back to something? I got to ask a question. It's going to affect me all night.
Yes.
We got to do it on air. What broke you when I did those two voices? Just because I'm doing someone else's material? Because now you're in my head.
No one's going to care.
Huh? No, I was joking.
You weren't.
You weren't joking.
You were absolutely not joking. That was serious face. You looked at the computer and you said,
"That was serious."
You're going to ruin the whole podcast.
Like Natty's like, copyrights, this and that.
Copyrights. You hit me with big words.
In my head, I was thinking, I was trying to get you out of doing Larry the Cable Guy's material because my way of doing that was by saying, because iTunes will flag stuff if you have a podcast and it has music on it, then they'll kick you off. Because you're using copyrighted material.
Do I do it that good?
It's not true.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
We use other wrestling themes that are clearly trademarked on The Shining Wizards, and we're still on iTunes.
Sure. And that's a real podcast.
I think
YouTube,
it's time to
YouTube
turn that,
definitely does. YouTube.
That laptop around.
YouTube might.
YouTube 100% does, because you'll get...
That's why we don't fucks with YouTube.
Or the gummy bears.
That's right. What?
That's right.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere? High adventure that's beyond compare?
You know what bummed me out, though, is the way you talk to Joe is that you talk to him like when you're scolding one of your children.
Right.
That's what the tone was. Yeah. The tone was there.
Really?
Yeah. Sat up straight and looked down at me. I actually looked at Rich and KP. I'm like, what just happened?
It's the same way that you spoke to John Clark when you told him it was his fault that your dog
bit him.
Do you know the story about his fucking dog biting me?
Wait, we should probably... Let's hold dog stories because we're already at 26, and that's probably a whole episode.
I know, that's a pretty great story to end, though.
There's a lot of stories about my dog.
All right, we'll put a pin in the fact that I almost killed
my
fucking dog.
But it's a Natty show. This is a great story. It needs to be recorded.
Can I please
He can fit that one.
Less
than 3 minutes.
Let it breathe. Why rush through it? It's a good material. We're done.
It's a great story, though, but it should be... This is a bump episode.
The story would have been over.
All right? Guys, Rich is never coming back either. Let's use him while we have him.
Natty Bumper Car called me. I'm a plumber during the day, ladies and gentlemen. And Natty called me and said, hey, we're moving into our house. Can you please come over and hook up our laundry, our washer and our dryer? I'm like, I absolutely could. I helped him move in. I was the only one of his friends that showed up. I helped him move in. We loaded up. We moved over. I came back 2 weeks or a week later to hook it up. I opened the door, and his dog, Irving Brown Sox, is staring at me going,
Listen, he's the homeowner.
Just 78%.
So I close the door. I call him and I go, Natty, your dog does not want me here. He goes, oh God, no. He loves you. That's how he says hello. So I'm like, what? He's like, that's how he says hello. Go on in. So I'm like, all right. So I go in. He goes, just say his name. I'm like, hi, Irving. The dog stops growling. I go downstairs.
What's the dog's name?
Say Irving Brown Sox. Yeah. I hook up the washer and the dryer and steal one of Natty's pigs, okay? And then I leave the house. As I'm about to leave the house, this Cujo motherfucker. and he's about up to my waist. He jumps up, bites me on the thigh as hard as he can. I have to push him off me. I run out the door and close the door. I call Natty immediately. I'm standing on his front porch, bleeding. I go, Natty, your dog just took a chunk out of me, man. It just bit me when I was leaving. He goes, yeah. I figured he would do that.
electrician, too. He only does it when you're leaving. I figured if he told you we were going to do that, you wouldn't have come in and hooked up my laundry.
And with that, does anyone have any credits they want to do?
Happy birthday, Natty!
Yeah, happy birthday, Natty. August 4th, Rich Voss. August 5th, I'm going to be putting your dog down.
He's 15.
I could have punched him. 12 years old, you could punch him in the throat.
Go ahead.
August 22nd, probably back at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey.
Brown Bear.
Headliner to be determined. Then September 27th, Tap House 15, along with my cohorts here. So that's a long ways away.
Tap House 15, I forgot.
So, and I'm sure there'll be more popping up in between. So keep an eye out. Follow if you're a wrestling fan. Follow the Shining Wizards at Wizards Podcast on Twitter. We have a lot of great guests. Mick Foley, Rob Band, everyone.
Yeah, so rival podcasts, huh? We're going to just plug those, Kev?
Oh, yeah, listen to one, go to the next one.
We're available on the Shining Wizards Network.
Yeah. And don't forget, we started this episode with me plugging the Bumper Podcast.
I hear you.
The Bumper
Is it a bad idea to do do you guys have stuff to plug before I cut anything off?
No.
All right. A quick cheers for old Natty Bumper Car.
Old Natty Bumper Car.
It's one of the most original people we know. Love you.
I love you. You're like my favorite cartoon in the world. If you guys don't mind, I'd like to start something that we do at the end of every show. Let's see how long I can keep it going.
What do you got?
Let me say the goodbyes, and then we'll cut it on this. Last week I said, like the wings at the Brown Bear Pub, it's a goodbye.
Ooh.
So this week I'd like to go with... just like a football team that doesn't play two games in a row. Bye, bye.
Well, that was certainly something, wasn't it?
Mm. All right.
And you can see me next month at in Linden. It's an outdoor show. Jeffrey Paul is going to be there. He's also open for Jim Florentine.
Oh, you guys are doing this.
Wait, you know what's yeah. amazing is that Rich just completely cut you out of that. He said he can see him. At Jeff's thing.
He'll be there.
But you'll be there too.
But Rich wasn't lying.
That's true. But people have been wondering if Rich and Joe are the same person. So
yeah. I just did the whole bye bye thing, Jack.
But it was terrible.
It was awful. I didn't even get it. I get it now, but I didn't get it then.
I loved it. No, but seriously, guys, let's let Joe do a great closer. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't mind. Can I try it?
What do you got?
I'll use next week's for this one.
What do you got?
Stop it already?
Like my son when he says he likes girls and guys. Bye.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.